So apparently, grocery stores are the real AI battleground right now. Not chatbots, not image generators, avocados. Yeah, avocados. And it's actually a bigger deal than you think. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, AI is quietly transforming grocery stores, and it's all happening behind the scenes. While we've been distracted by chatbots writing poems and AI image generators making weird fingers, neural networks have been getting really, really good at predicting exactly how many avocados your local grocery store needs to order. Here's why this matters. Grocery stores operate on razor-thin margins, like 1-3% profit margins, and one of their biggest problems is waste. Think about it. Order too many avocados, they rot, you lose money. Order too few, you have empty shelves, angry customers, and you lose money. This is happening across thousands of items in every store every day. Companies like Afresh are using AI to solve this with some pretty impressive results. Their neural networks don't just look at past sales, they factor in weather forecasts, local events, holidays, even social media trends, and they're improving forecast accuracy by 10-20% for perishable goods. Here's where it gets interesting. This is cutting what the industry calls shrink, basically waste, by 4-8%. That might sound small, but in the grocery world, that's the difference between profitable and not profitable. Chains like Walmart and Kroger are already deploying this tech at scale. And honestly, I think this is the most underrated AI story right now. We're all obsessed with whether AI will take creative jobs, but meanwhile, it's completely transforming how our food gets from farms to our fridges. The real AI revolution isn't happening on Twitter, it's happening in the produce aisle. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the back-end supply chain get optimized, there's been this whole other drama playing out on the consumer side. Walmart recently rolled out AI-powered digital shelf labels that can change prices based on demand, inventory levels, and other factors, and people freaked out. There were immediate concerns about dynamic pricing, basically, the fear that the AI might charge different prices to different customers based on what it thinks they'll pay. Walmart had to publicly deny this, saying that's not what they're doing at all. What's fascinating is the trust gap here. On one hand, the grocery industry is seeing real measurable benefits from AI. On the other hand, consumers are deeply skeptical. Only about 15% of shoppers actually use AI tools like virtual shopping assistants or personalized recommendations. It's this weird disconnect. The same AI that's making sure your avocados are perfectly ripe is also making people worried they're getting ripped off. And it raises this bigger question about AI transparency. If the algorithm decides to raise the price of milk because of some complex calculation involving weather patterns and supply chain issues, should it have to explain that decision to you? I mean, we're entering this world where the price of your groceries might change hour by hour based on factors no human fully understands. That's kind of wild when you think about it. Quick hits before we go. Kroger's analytics division, 84.51 Degree, is using AI to continuously update ordering based on loyalty card data and customer behavior. Several VC-backed startups are competing in this space, but Afresh seems to be emerging as a leader specifically for fresh produce forecasting. And interestingly, while AI for inventory management is scaling fast, consumer-facing AI in retail is lagging way behind. That's your blend for today. And I think there's something profound here about where AI is making the biggest impact. It's not replacing artists or writers, at least not yet. It's solving these incredibly complex logistical problems that humans have struggled with for decades. The real AI revolution might be less about creating and more about optimizing, less about replacing human creativity, and more about reducing waste and inefficiency. And maybe that's a good thing. I'll see you tomorrow.